you had a great sports weekend. What a disappointment by the Cardinals on Sunday, getting blown out at home by Carolina 38-20 in a game in which Kyler Murray looked like a rookie quarterback for the first time. I saw progress out of Kyler Murray in the first quarter. Thought there was a lot of what Baltimore did with Lamar Jackson. We talked about it this last week on the show, that let's see if Kyler Murray can get out and use his legs to the advantage of the Cardinal offense. If you're only going to run David Johnson and the rest of the crew a few amount of times, use Kyler Murray and his legs. And the Cardinals did that in the first quarter on Sunday against the Panthers and looked like they were going to be in control in this game. They led 17-14. But the Cardinal defense, not good. The Cardinals not in a spot to slow down Kyle Allen, a backup quarterback. We like Kyle a great deal. We had him in studio, but let's call it as it is. He's not Cam Newton, and yet the Cardinal defense allowed Kyle Allen 4 touchdowns on Sunday. The Carolina defense sacked Kyler Murray not once, not twice, not 5 times, but 8 times on Sunday. 8! The most since 2016 for them. And so Kyler Murray made some poor decisions. He threw a couple of interceptions. There were a couple of drop balls by the wide receivers. A couple of plays you look at and say, if the receivers catch the football, perhaps Kyler Murray's not in a position to force the ball downfield. But once again, you look at it and say, all the ifs, all the wouldas, all the couldas, this is a real head-scratching loss to me. It really is. Because you're at home after I thought they played pretty well at Baltimore. I thought they were making good progress. I thought there'd be some tweaks and some twists, and there were on the offensive side of the ball with Kyler running more, the short drops that he was doing, using David Johnson a bit more on Sunday. That's what I saw. And so for them to lead and then just completely fall apart, what a bitter disappointment. I mean, what a just tough. Between Arizona State losing at home to Colorado on Saturday night, I'll get into that in a minute, and the Cardinals on Sunday, it's just a bad weekend. If you're a resident here in the Valley and you follow both these teams or wherever you are around the state, I just look at it and say, both these teams should have had victories, all right? So for the Cardinals, I could sit here and say, well, you know, they've got Seattle coming up, and then they have Cincinnati, and they're not any good, and New Orleans doesn't have Drew Brees, and you can play that game all day long. But I can't do that because after getting beat like they did, like a drum by Carolina with a backup quarterback, no, this was not good. This was brutal. And so 38-20, Cardinals end up losing. They are winless on the season at 0-2-1. Then let's shift over to Arizona State. Jaden Daniels and Kyler Murray ought to go to dinner together. The quarterback for the Sun Devils, he had some unfortunate plays. He had some tough decisions. He had some tough breaks. The defense for Arizona State let them down. A week earlier at Michigan State, they played well. But this is Arizona State. It just is. Until things change, and change in a big way and shut guys like me up, it's just that I've seen this movie before. I have. You start out good. They play a couple of teams in late August and early September that aren't great, but they beat them. And then they have a good opponent, and they beat them. And they're 3-0, and everybody gets excited. And then they come home, and they play a team in Colorado that doesn't have their best player out on the field after the first couple of series in Chenault. And what happens? The defense just looked like a sieve on Saturday night, and Arizona State loses a game that's like, come on, guys. And now they've got to go to Cal this coming Friday night on a short week and play against a Cal team that is undefeated on the season. They got lucky. Cal got very lucky. It was a poor officiated call down at Mississippi on Saturday morning. You saw it. I saw it. But nonetheless, Arizona State's got to go up there on Friday night and put it behind them. Otherwise, they'll drop 2 in a row in a span of 6 days. So this was just a bitter, bitter pill weekend for me when I look at the college team in town and the pro team in town. And looking ahead, so you have U of A against UCLA. The Wildcats, a 7.5-point favorite. You saw what UCLA did, and if you didn't, if you turned it off, Saturday night they roared all the way back, and UCLA scored their first win of the season, probably the most remarkable game on Saturday, but nobody saw because it ended close to midnight. They won at Washington State. USC beat Utah on Friday night, so the Pac-12 South is really up in the air. Huge week ahead for ASU. Can Kyler Murray pull himself back together after the beating that he took on Sunday. That's our five fast football minutes.